The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, first day. The word of the Lord. The second reading from the book of Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" And they replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going up to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. As we heard Holy Scriptures being read, it leads me to ponder the many ways that we Christians follow and understand the command of Christ to go and baptize. We heard in the second reading how the Apostle Paul comes across some disciples of John the Baptist questioning their baptism. Upon hearing Paul's interpretation of who John the Baptist was preparing the people for, they agreed to be baptized again, this time in the name of Jesus, receiving the Holy Spirit. Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist was in itself somewhat strange, considering who John was. And in other Gospels, he himself saying that Jesus should baptize him and not John. I bring this to your attention because even today, there are differences between faith communities regarding on how one should be baptized. Is baptism to be done when one is an infant or when one is an adult? Does one have to make a confession of faith first in order to be baptized? That literally means someone has to do something or say something before receiving God's grace, contrary to what Lutherans confess and believe, that nothing said or done can earn the grace of God's love or mercy. Does any particular faith group have the right formula to make sure baptism is done right? I'm always amused at some faith communities who must baptize people again before they accept new members. To me, it sounds like God missed you the first time, and now this faith community is going to make sure they get it right. Does one have to be fully immersed in water, or does splashing water on the forehead make it okay? What about using the right words when one is baptized, and done by whom? An ordained priest, pastor, or can anybody baptize a person? I have heard what I believe was a baptism when the presiding minister used the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Hairy Thunder, Cosmic Muffin, Wonderful, All-Powerful Being, whatever you conceive your Creator to be," and then proceeded to sprinkle water on the forehead of the baptismal candidate using a single-stem rose. Some faith communities say only males and no females can do a baptism. And according to the Holy Scriptures, when Jesus left the building to go and be with our Heavenly Father, the only instruction given to the disciples was to go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is said only in the Gospel of Matthew, while the other three Gospels, Mark, Luke, and John, say nothing. Maybe the disciples should have asked for more instruction and guidance on how are we to follow the command of Christ. What happened to Jesus, his baptism by John the Baptist, and the words heard from God, that is, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased," it marked the beginning of Jesus' ministry and identified who he was, the Son of God. Sadly, and I say sadly, it takes the Christian church to mess up the baptism of her people so that some 2,000 years later, faith communities still cannot agree on how it should be done. What I believe is that baptism identifies us as who we are and who we belong to, whether we were baptized as an infant or as an adult, done by a male or female. The mark of God is upon all of us. The same Holy Spirit which moved over the waters of creation, as we heard within the first reading, is the same Spirit which moves within our lives today and was confirmed at our baptism. It is the same Spirit we read about in the second reading that led the disciples to praise God and speak in tongues. When God spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, Jesus," it is the same Spirit which says we are God's children. And perhaps that is the key word within our hearing of the Holy Scriptures. God's Holy Spirit has been guiding the Christian church despite the many different ways faith communities obey the command of Christ to go and baptize. God's Holy Spirit is not only guiding the church, but also leads us in faith to acknowledge that we are all brothers and sisters. We are followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us now offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that guided by the Holy Spirit, they proclaim the forgiveness of sins, let us pray, "Have mercy, O God." For wilderness and water, wind and wild beasts, and all living things on earth, that God's goodness is revealed through creation and faithful stewards care for all God has made, let us pray, "Have mercy, O God." For the nations of the world and their leaders, for laborers busy both day and night, and for peacemakers amidst strife, that God inspire all people to use their strength wisely, let us pray, "Have mercy, O God." For the sick and those who provide medical care, especially at this time as we are all suffering from the COVID-19 virus, for the imprisoned and those who show them mercy, for the lonely and those who provide companionship, and for all who need God's tender, loving care, as we name them now within our hearts. May God, have compassion on everyone. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God, for our congregation, for any students returning to school, for those seeking renewal in their daily work, that all the beloved of God experience grace and peace. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their labors, that their witness inspire us in our baptismal vocations, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.